The man, shirtless, grease all over his body with a face mask, jumped onto the window, barely holding onto the bars. He scanned the room from right to left. I sat at the left corner, 2 feet away from the window. We looked at each other with shock and surprise, waiting to see who will start the conversation. 5 seconds passed. Who are you? I heard a burglar was in the neighborhood. We were just checking. After completing the reasoning, he disappeared. Shocked at what had happened, I slowly opened my door and shared the bizarre conversation with my housemate. I think I had a chat with a burglar. They rushed outside our villa to start the pursuit, but it was too late. Do you think this really happened to me? Believability in an essay narrative depends on the description, the movement, and the epiphany. The first factor you have to keep in mind is the description. The moment you use words to describe the scene more than what you're allocated for your worries, hope, and insecurities, the reviewer immediately goes into a critique mode, dissecting every single detail you had captured. They would most certainly make a face thinking another aspiring novelist. While reading a novel, we expect the author to create a world for the readers, but in essays, it's about you more than your surroundings. Offer just enough context while describing the scene. The second factor that you have to keep in mind is the movement. The man, shirtless, grease all over his body with a face mask, jumped onto the window, barely holding onto the bars. He scanned the room from right to left. I sat at the left corner, 2 feet away from the window. We looked at each other with shock and surprise, waiting to see who will start the conversation. The excerpt is fit for a blog, not for essays, but just to illustrate my point, notice how the right mix of verbs pushes you to read the next sentence. Applicants worry that they are not offering enough context goes into describing the scene, often forgetting that movement is the essence of a great narrative in blogs, essays, and novels. Once you realize that, rewriting and editing becomes much easier. For examples on creating believable MBA essay narratives, download FMG Man's Winning MBA Essay Guide from store.fmgman.com/winning-mba-essay-guide. The third factor in creating believable MBA application essays is epiphany. When I shared how movement is necessary to engage the reader, I could see the immediate impact of the advice on my clients. The second iteration transforms the average essay into an interesting slice of life event. Some overdo the movement part, just like the scene, by capturing too many verbs, but I edit to balance the scene with the movement. For the narrative, the epiphany happened when I had a conversation with my housemates. Shocked at what had happened, I slowly opened my door and shared the bizarre conversation with my housemates. I think I had a chat with a burglar. All the journey and scene would have no real impact if you, as an applicant, had no epiphany. We are constantly undergoing minor epiphanies and learning experiences. When the event is relevant and life-changing, the kind you are likely to capture in an impact table, the epiphany can be revealing for the admissions team as well. The more memorable the essay, the more likely you will stand out from the competition. For actionable tips and memorable essay examples of top 15 MBA programs, download FNG Match Winning MBA Essay Guide from store.fngmat.com/winning-mba-essay-guide. If you want to work with me, Atul Jose, subscribe to FNG Mat's essay editing service at store.fngmat.com/essay-editing.